Good morning.
早晨。
Can you believe that it's only been 2 months since Easter?
信唔信咧？我哋离开复活节只系两个月啫。
For me, it seems like a long time ago.
对我嚟讲咧，好似好长咁样。
But really, it's only been 2 months.
但其实两个月啫喎。
It's only been 2 months since we celebrated the death of Christ.
好似啱啱我哋先至庆祝完主为我哋死。
And when we celebrated together as a Christian community, His resurrection.
跟住我哋去庆祝佢嘅复活。
If we follow in the scriptures, what happened immediately after that?
咁我继续睇圣经咧，咁啊跟住发生咩事咧
？We realize that the disciples spent time with Jesus.
我哋留意到咧，佢嗰啲门徒咧就喺神面用啲时间同主耶稣喺埋一齐。
They talked with him. They heard more of his teachings.
佢哋继续咧听到佢同佢讲嘢啊，又会见到佢啊咁。
They broke bread and ate with him.
佢哋又会擘饼咧，同佢一齐嘅去食。
And in certain situations and with certain individuals, he encouraged and affirmed different people.
所以对唔同嘅人咧，主耶稣有唔同嘅鼓励啦，去鼓建立佢哋嘅信心。
According to the Bible, eventually he ascended into heaven.
咁然后咧，之后一段时间咧，咁佢就升天啦。
So again, a few weeks have passed since Jesus died, resurrected, and ascended into heaven.
所以主耶稣由死复活，咁跟住几个礼拜佢就升天。
And just like the early disciples, we find ourselves just a few short months after Easter.
所以都好似我哋而家咁样，我即系离开复活节咧，系有几一段好短嘅时间啫。
And the passage that I want to look at today is that same time period, just a few short months after Easter.
So 今天我们看经文呢，就是当时离开了复活节几个月的时间是怎样呢？
Here the disciples are gathered in a room.
当时的门徒就在一间房里面聚在一起。
And they're wondering what they should do.
他们在想，那怎么算呢？现在
they're wondering what the next steps are.
那跟下一步我们应该怎么做呢？
Let me read from you from Acts chapter 2.
我哋打开呢个《使徒行传》chapter two。
Acts chapter one。
第一章。
Starting from verse 15。
十五节开始。
In those days, Peter stood up among the believers, a group numbering about 120, and said, "Brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke long ago through the mouth of David concerning Judas, who served as guide for those who arrested Jesus. He was one of our number and shared in his ministry. With the reward he got for his wickedness, Judas bought a field.There he fell headlong. His body burst open and all his intestines spilled out. Everyone in Jerusalem heard about this, so they called that field in their language, Alkeldama, and that is, field of blood. For, said Peter, it is written in the book of Psalms, may his place be deserted, let there be no one to dwell in it, and may another take his place of leadership. Therefore it is necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us. The whole time the Lord Jesus went in and among us.Beginning from John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up from among us. For one of these must become a witness with us of the resurrection. So they proposed two men, Joseph called Barsabbas, also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed, Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which of these two you have chosen to take over this apostolic ministry, which Judas left to go where he belongs. Then they cast lots, and the lot fell to Matthias.So he was added to the 11 apostles.
十五节哈，那时有许多人聚会，约有120名。彼得就在兄弟中站起来说：弟兄们，圣灵藉大卫的口在圣经上预言，领人捉拿耶稣的犹大，这话是必须应验的。他本来列在我们数中，并且在使徒的职份上得了一份。这人用他作恶的工价买了一块田，以后身子仆倒，肚腹崩裂，肠子都流出来。住在耶路撒冷的众人都知道这事，所以按住他们那里的话，给那块田起名叫阿格大马，就是血田的意思。因为诗篇上写着说，愿他的住处变为荒场，无人在内居住。又说，愿别人得他的职份。21节，所以主耶稣在我们中间。始终出入的时候，就是从施洗约翰直到主离开我们被接上升天的日子为止，必须从那里常与我们作伴的人中立一位与我们同作耶稣复活的见证。于是选举两人，就是那叫巴撒巴又称呼犹士督的约瑟和马提亚。众人就祷告说，主啊，你知道万人的心，求你在这两人中 指明你拣选的是谁，叫他们得着这使徒的位份。这位份犹大已经丢弃，往自己的地方去了。于是众人为他们摇签，摇出马提亚来，他就和十一个使徒同列。
So just to review, the disciples are all gathered.
所以当时咧，啲门徒就聚埋一齐。
And they're wondering what they should do next.
咁佢就话，下一步应该点处理咧？咁。
They realize that Judas is no longer with them.
当时犹大已经唔喺佢当中啦。
And they need to fulfill that and fill that position.
咁应该揾个人去接替咗个位。
And so that we're clear, they decide and pray what they should do.
你留意到佢哋一齐嘅祷告去决定应该点做。
And somehow they narrow it down to two names.
咁佢哋收尾咧就篩翻咧就兩個人。
They decide that these two brothers have been with us since the very beginning. It says.
咁佢呢兩個人咧都係由頭到尾咧同佢哋一齊嘅。
And so they take these two names and they basically put it into a cup.
咁啊，即係就將佢兩個名寫低，就擠落個杯嗰度。
It says that they cast lots in order to decide.
咁啊，當時佢哋用抽籤嘅方法。
Now, if you don't know the process of casting lots.
如果你唔知道咩叫抽籤
，Let me explain it to you so we all understand this holy process.
咁我解釋俾大家聽咩叫抽籤。
They took a cup and shook it.
就拎個杯咁擠啲名喺裏，咁啊搖下。
Maybe they were praying while they were shaking the cup.
一路祈禱一路搖啩。
Maybe there were special Hebrew words that they said for shaking cups.
或者一路搖嗰陣時候講啲特別嘅嘢希伯來話都唔定。
And they said these magic words.
就唔知就好似有啲話要講咁。
And they kept shaking the cup until one name fell out.
咁佢咧又搖搖搖到有個名真係跌出嚟啦。
And that's how they decided on Matthias.
咁馬提咧就係咁樣選出嚟嘅。
Because they trusted that this is how God chose for them to fill that position.
因為佢哋深信咁嘅方法咧，就係神會透過咁去啟示俾佢哋。
Now I can relate to this passage in many ways.
對我嚟講咧，就我都好似明白佢講咩嘅。
Because in the church, there's always help needed.
因為教會成日都需要人幫手幫做嘢噶嘛。
There's always positions to be filled。
咁一定有啲位咧係空置咗㗎。
There's always a need for people to step up and to fill certain roles in different committees。
所以喺教會裏邊啊，唔同嘅小組啊，唔同嘅位置啊，有陣時都需要揾人去填補。
And I would love to be able to take everyone's name in the church and put it into a cup。
我話真係好似好想好似佢哋咁樣，將所有你哋嘅名寫曬落去個杯嗰度，然後喺度搖啦。
And just shake it around。
就咁搖下得㗎啦。
I don't have to worry about what you've done in the past。
我唔需要諗下你以前做過啲咩啦。
I don't have to look over your resume。
又唔使睇下你嘅履歷啦。
I don't think I have to think about your ministry experience。
又唔需要考慮你嘅經驗啦。
Because the magic cup will tell me。
因為嗰個杯咧就話俾我聽㗎啦。
And so I love this passage in many ways。
所以我好中意呢個經文喎。
I propose this to our board of deacons for our next election process。
咁我係想翻教會同我哋自己嘅會員講啊。
And unfortunately they turned me down。
不過當然佢哋會拒絕我嘅要求啦。
Even though they know that they need more people on their committee.
雖然佢知道佢需要多啲人喺服侍教會。
Now typically when this passage is studied and preached.
好多時當人哋去講解呢段經文嘅時候。
There are the more spiritual ways of looking at this passage.
咁我哋都用一個更加熟練嘅方法睇佢嘅經文。
Now typically people talk about the need for organization.
好多時啲人用呢個經文咧講機構裏邊嘅需要。
And the need for good government in church.
或者教會裏面需要怎樣好一點去打理
The need to make sense of decision making
或者怎樣可以做一些好一點的決定
The need for a good process of choosing leaders to rise up to move forward
透過經文我怎樣學一些什麼去選我們的領袖呢
And this passage is typically taken as an example of when the early church needed good governance
所以這個就是一個標準就是早期教會是怎樣選領袖出來的
When they too, even in the earliest days of the church, needed organization.
所以當教會成立的起初他怎樣去組成的呢他是怎樣選領袖呢
Another teaching that comes from this passage
所以從經文有另外一個教導
is how great the faith was of these men.
他當時他們對主的信心有多大
That they were able to place all of their trust in a cup.
佢就咁信個杯跌出嚟嗰張紙就係㗎啦。
Obviously, I'm joking, and they place their trust in God.
咁當然其實佢哋係將個信心擺喺神嗰度，我真係講笑啫。
They place their trust in God being able to choose from amongst them the next leader.
佢哋係深信神會話俾佢聽下一個領袖應該係邊一個。
Now I have no problem with these teachings.
我對我嚟講我都唔難理解。
And I think depending on where you are in life right now, maybe you need to hear about these teachings.
我唔知你而家嘅神生嘅旅程啊，你而家需要听啲咩嘢
？That as we minister get together as a community, we need to be organized in some way or fashion.
咁當然，當我哋一班人聚埋一齊嘅時候，我哋總係需要有啲安排啊，有啲架構啊咁樣噶。
And that for many of us, as we move forward in decisions and ministries and camps and summer programs, we need to be people of faith.
所以我哋搞咁多活動啊，嗬，我哋梗係需要對主有信心噶。
We need to trust in God to use those things that He's given us.
我哋需要神，我哋需要相信神係會使用我哋所服侍嘅去成就佢嘅工作。
But I have to be honest that the more I look at this passage,
但係當我再坦誠啲面對我自己，當我再睇深啲呢個經文
，the more I read it and analyze and meditate upon it.
當我再默想多啲，分析多啲
，the more I study it from the original Greek and from the context around it.
當我再睇翻原文啊，我再睇翻上下文啦、
啊。The more confused and puzzled I am。
咁我發覺有好多地方都好似唔係咁簡單喎、啊、咁。
See the skeptic in me starts asking a lot of questions。
我裏邊有少少啊，即係當然抱住一個懷疑嘅態度啦嚇，咁啊問咗好多問題。
I referred to a few of those jokingly as I retold the story。
所以當我講俾大家聽嘅時候咧，我就話俾你聽我諗過啲咩嘢。
But there's actually a lot of questions that come to my mind。
我裏邊係有好多疑問。
For example。
譬如
The first that comes to mind is this man, Matthias.
譬如一個馬提亞。
Now, I actually have a son named Matthias.
我有個仔叫做馬提亞的。
And so it's not because my son's name is Matthias and everyone calls him Matthias, confusingly.
咁因為有啲人叫得個音唔好準咧，就當咗馬提亞，佢係馬太亞。
But I started to ask, well, what did this man, Matthias, who was chosen by God, according to this passage, what did he end up doing?
咁其實呢個馬提亞做咗乜嘢而有神要去選佢咧
？Now, if you study the Bible and you look from the very beginning to the very end, this man Matthias never shows up again.
當我查下呢個人咧，聖經裏邊從來都冇提過呢個人嘅喎。
He doesn't heal anyone who's sick.
又冇話醫治過任何有疾病嘅人。
He doesn't convert hundreds and thousands in some far-off land.
又唔係話即係周圍去講道都好大，有好多人信主。
He doesn't walk on water.
又冇喺水上行過。
He doesn't.Even die, apparently.
又冇為主死過。
He just never shows up.
所以經文都冇提過佢嘅咁。
Which is confusing to me because if you're going to go to a certain degree of writing the story of God choosing Matthias to be the next leader.
所以我問題就係話，哇，選到佢做一個其中一個領袖喎，係早期教會最初嘅領袖喎，咁冇理由冇履歷㗎。
I would expect that a little bit more information about him would appear.
咁聖經應該講多少少俾我哋知道佢係邊個啊
？I would hope that we'd understand then. Well, this is the reason why Matthias was chosen as a leader, and this is why he's amongst us.
我就好想知道咧，你應該話俾我聽點解我哋會揀咗佢做我哋其中一個使徒啦。
But there's actually no information about him ever again.
奇怪就係聖經點解唔講嘅咧
？Again, as I referred to earlier, the casting of lots.
第二咧嘅我嘅疑問係咩咧？就係抽籤啦。
I understand. If you've studied this passage before, you know that casting of lots was a very regular practice.
我都知道嘅。咁當時佢哋時代背景咧，佢好慣係用呢個方法嘅。
In ancient times, this was something that was regularly practiced amongst the people.
喺舊約啊，咁就算我哋古代啊，咁都係用咁嘅方法決定嘢噶。
But just because it was regularly practiced, does that mean that God really wanted them to do this?
咁係咪因為個個都咁做咗好耐啦？咁我哋而家都繼續要咁做咧？
Again, if you go to the Old Testament and study all the laws that are there,
咁所以如果你睇舊約咧，咪講好多抽籤嘅嘢嘅喎。
There are about 500 laws in the Old Testament.
咁啊有好多律法咧，成500個。
Actually, I think it's 600. It's 600.
甚至600添。
I missed 100. None of them talk about casting lots.
咁咁多律法當中咧，決定當中咧，都冇話佢哋一定要全部抽籤嘅。
There is no holy process to cast lots.
冇話抽籤係特別。
There is no holy instruction on what kind of cup to use.
有冇啲特別嘅聖潔嘅指示話應該都係聖潔嘅杯
？There is no specific instruction on how you should shake a cup.
亦都冇好詳細話你應該點搖嗰陣時點搖法
？Which you would actually expect because it's very detailed in the Old Testament.
咁因為舊約通常都好仔細，要俾好多資料，咪點解呢方面又唔講得咁詳細咧
？There are very precise instructions on how the church should run.
咁但係咧，而家講到好具體咧，教會應該係點樣去安排嘅喎
？There are very precise instructions on how we should worship and approach God.
但係當我哋講到話點敬拜啊，咁啊聖經係講得好詳細嘅喎。
And yet, not a mention of a holy ordained instruction on casting lots.
但係咧，抽籤咧就冇話好詳細嘅，每一步都講俾你聽應該點做去處理抽籤啦。
In our Bible, Peter actually says in verse 21.
彼得喺廿一節咁講。
He says, "Therefore, it is necessary."
彼得話係需要嘅。
To which I ask, "Is it really necessary?"
咁但係對我嚟講，我問係咪真係需要啫
？Now I don't know why they needed 12 people.
點解一定要十二個啫
？Never does Jesus ever say you must have 12 people.
耶穌從來冇講話你一定要有十二個人嘅喎。
I agree that 12 is a good number.
咁我都贊成十二都幾好聽數目。
I like the number.
我都中意十二呢個數目字嘅。
He chose 12 disciples.
咁有十二個使徒咁樣。
12 disciples represents the 12 nations of Israel.
十二個使徒代表十二個支派。
But is it really necessary?
但係咪必須呢
Now again, I like to ask questions. I'm not saying that it's wrong.
我冇話錯嘅，不過我只係示範啫。我會問啲咩問題嘅啫。
But to say that it's necessary is a pretty strong word to use.
但係當彼得話我哋必須咁做咧，就係一個好強烈嘅字眼。
And so I'm not really sure where he thought it was necessary to choose the 12.
咁我就唔係好肯定啊，點解彼得咁肯定話一定要有十二個咧
？When I look at this process, in fact, another question that comes to mind is just this idea of blessing our box.
咁我跟住第二個問題問咧，就話呢個係咪真係咁樣去得到祝福嘅咧
？Now when I say blessing our box, I mean, oftentimes we come to faith and we think.Let me do this, and then God bless the way I'm doing it.
咁佢哋神嘅祝福係咪即係有個框框咁樣？因為我要做呢啲咁嘅嘢，咁你啊先至會祝福我嘅。
Which is really not what we try to teach.
咁係咪我哋應該咁教人呢
？As believers, we believe not just having God bless us and what we want to do, but waiting for God to lead us.
對我哋嚟講，我哋唔係話我哋要做咩嗱，神咧你就祝福我啦，咁同神有交易咁樣嘛，係咪？我哋話神你帶領我應該做啲咩嘢啊？咁。
And to let God be our guide.
我哋應該容讓神做我哋嘅帶領者嘛。
And that's really how he blesses us.
咁由咁樣去祝福我哋嘛。
If you analyze this passage a little bit further, you actually even look at Jesus' last words.
跟住我哋再問咧，就係神主耶穌最後尾嗰句説話啦。
Now again, remember these are the early disciples.
嗱，呢啲係早期教會嘅使徒。
They devoted their life to following Jesus.
佢哋將佢哋一生擺上去跟從主耶穌。
For 3 years, they followed him day and night.
咁三年嚟，佢哋同佢同食同住一齐嘅生活。
They ate with him，
同佢一齐食嘢啦。
They slept around him，
住埋一齐啦。
They traveled with him，
一齐嘅周围去传道啦。
He was their master，
佢系佢哋嘅老师。
Their rabbi，
佢哋嘅
老师。Their rabbi， their lord，
佢哋嘅主人。
Whatever he said， they would probably do。
佢講咩嘢，佢哋都會跟住去做嘅。
Because they respected and loved him so much.
因為佢哋咁好尊敬佢，好愛佢。
And just remember, they just witnessed him being crucified, dying, and rising again.
咁我哋親眼先見到佢被釘、被十字架上面死咗。
They just witnessed this incredible miracle.
佢見證好奇妙，佢點樣復活
？You would think that if they spent time now with the resurrected Jesus, they would listen to everything he said.
咁如果佢哋同個主耶穌咁親密嘅，係咪而家應該都會繼續聽耶穌同佢講啲咩
？They would probably hang on every lesson he had given them。
咁應該佢講過啲乜嘢，做過啲咩，佢哋捉得好實嘅。
And his very last words to them before he ascends into heaven。
主耶穌臨升天最後尾一句交代佢哋嘅吩咐係咩咧
？In chapter 1 of Acts, he says, "Wait."
喺使徒行傳第一章嗰度咧，就係話等候。
He says, "Wait."
主耶稣吩咐佢哋等候。
Don't do anything.
唔好做任何嘢事。
Wait for the Holy Spirit.
等圣灵嚟。
But what do we find? They can't wait.
但系留意到，咦，好似等唔切咁嘅。
They need to do something.
佢好似一定要做啲嘢咁样。
They've gathered in a room. They've prayed. They've eaten all the food. There's no more food now.
咁佢哋又一齐聚会，一齐食，一食到都冇嘢食啦。
And so they're wondering, what should we do?
咁又我要做啲咩好咧咁。
We should do something。
係咪應該一定要做啲嘢咧
？I'm sure somebody in the room said, no, Jesus said wait。
我相信可能當中啲人話主耶穌嗌我哋等喎。
And so they stopped. They said, okay, we'll wait。
咁佢哋就停咗，好，咁啊等下啦咁。
But then someone else got a little bit bored and said, no, we should do something。
咁可能梗係又係話，等咗咁耐，我哋都要做啲嘢嘅。
No, Jesus said wait。
And
someone else says, no, but I'm bored now. I want to do something.
And
eventually they decide we should choose a 12th person. Now again, this is all hypothetical. The Bible doesn't say these things. But I know that Jesus said, wait. And what do we find in the very next passage in chapter 2?
而在第二章讲了什么呢?
We see what they call Pentecost.
就是讲五旬节,
the Holy Spirit descending to the people.
就真是圣灵是降临去在人身上边,
that which Jesus asked them to wait for.
这个就是耶稣叫他们等的东西了,
but they couldn't wait, could they?
但是他们未等到, 他们就做些东西了。
So for me, again, I like to ask a lot of questions.
所以对我来说,
and I wonder, why is this passage even here?
我就奇怪,
why did the early disciples go through this whole process if there's so many problems with it?
为什么要这么做呢?
Now, again, I have no problem with choosing a 12th disciple.
我不是说反对要选第12个使徒,
but if you really read through the book of Acts, God does choose a 12th disciple, doesn't he?
但我们再看下去的时候,主耶稣真的都有选第12个使徒的。
In God's own way and with his own leading of the Holy Spirit, he chooses the 12th disciple.
耶稣是用他自己的方法,他选了第12个使徒。
I would argue in chapter 9, God chooses Paul.
第九章,主耶稣亲自选了保罗。
He really chooses Paul to be an incredible leader of the early church.
选择了保罗成为一个当时一个很伟大的教会的领袖。
Now, hopefully, I haven't made you really nervous about this passage.
希望我不会令到你们不知道应该怎么看这个经文啦。
I'm not asking you to take a line and draw a line through it and an X. That's not what I'm asking today.
我不是说这段经文没有存在的价值。
I'm not asking you to take your Bible and rip that page out. That's not what I'm saying.
我所说的不是说这段经文是没有意思的。
But I often wonder, why is this passage here?
但我真的问,为什么这个经文会在这里呢?
I often wonder, did the disciples make a mistake by choosing Matthias?
那到底选马提亚是不是一个错误呢?
Was it really what God wanted them to do?
是不是真的神想他们这么做呢?
Was it the right choice?
是不是一个正确的选择呢?
Were they really supposed to simply wait and wait and wait until the Holy Spirit came?
是不是他们真的需要其实应该等到圣灵来呢?
Or did they, on some level, make a mistake by choosing Matthias?
但选马提亚是不是有错误呢?
Maybe though, the question is not whether it's right or wrong.
相信答案不是对还是错的问题。
Maybe the question really should be, what should we do with this passage?
反而是我们应该怎么去看这段经文呢?
Let me change the question for a second.
譬如我转另一个角度去看。
If I asked you, have you ever made a mistake?
譬如我问你, 你从来有没有犯过错误?
I'm pretty sure most of you would nervously say, yes, I made a mistake sometime.
我想你们都会有少少紧张,然后说都有的。
In our relationships and our marriages.
在我们同人的关系,在我们的婚姻生活里面。
Have you ever made a mistake?
有没有做过任何错的事呢?
Have you ever said something to someone you really love that you wish you could take back?
会不会对你真的爱的人,你说了一些不应该说的话,你真的很后悔想说收回呢?
For those of you who have children,
你有子女的,
if I asked, have you ever made a mistake raising your children?
对养大你的子女的过程当中,有没有做过任何错误的决定呢?
I think all of us who are parents would humbly admit there were things that we wish we did differently.
我相信作为父母的,我们都会很多时候要谦卑下来承认,很希望有些事我没有做到,或者有些事我没有讲到。
For those of you who are students,
对很多你们是学生来说,
if I asked you, have you ever made a mistake?
譬如我问你,有没有从来有没有做过什么错误?
I don't know any of you who would say, no, I've always had 100% on every single test and exam since I was born.
我想没有人告诉我,由出世以来,我读什么都有100分的。
I'm sure you've made at least one mistake.
你总会有些错误吧?
Maybe 5 or 10 or 20.
5啊,10啊,这样。
If you've ever given a presentation or preached,
或者当你要给一个演讲,这样。
If you've led a Bible study before, and you kind of look back and think, oh, I'm not sure if I did it right.
你查经啊,你讲道啊,望回头,会不会有些事,我可以这样讲会好些。
I wish I said it differently in a different way.
我希望我可以用第二个方法,或者用这样去表达啦。
I'm sure all of us would admit that we've made mistakes.
相信我们回头，我们总会有些事情，我们觉得，如果这样做就真的更加好了。
Maybe for some of us at work, we do presentations and we do reports and we have different things that we have to fulfill.
或者做工的时候，我们有时要去做一些报告，我们都希望有些事情我们可以不是这样做。
And if I asked, have you ever made a mistake?
所以当我问你有没有从来在你人生里面做过任何的错误的决定呢？
While many of us wouldn't want to admit all of our mistakes,
所以我们不会肯认所有的错误。
The truth is, we've all made mistakes.
但事实就是我们每个人都一定会有些错误的。
Now again, I'm not saying that this is a mistake. That's not necessarily what I'm saying.
当然我再重申，我不是说这段经文里面讲是做错了事。
But I often wonder, why did the writer of the book of Acts include this story?
但我只不过说，为什么使徒行传会将这段经文放在这里呢？
Especially when I don't understand the outcome of it.
特别当我不是很明白那个结果的时候。
At our church, one of the things that we really value in our church
在我教会呢，一样嘢我哋好重视的。
Is what we call initiatives of faith.
就是有个主动性的信心。
And an initiative of faith basically means that you've taken action.
主动信心即是说，你有行动上面活出嚟你嘅信仰。
That we as Christian believers, every single member of our church, is not here just to be a spectator.
所以教会里面每一个会众，我哋鼓励佢，你哋唔系嚟做观众。
But we're called to be participators in God's kingdom.
参与在神的国度里面。
That we're called, no matter who we are, in our families, in our communities, in our relationships, and our workplaces, to be people of faith.
无论我们的工作岗位，我们在什么环境，神的呼召就是我们成为一个信心的见证。
And oftentimes the truth is, taking initiatives of faith often involves risk.
所以我们凭信心，我们行出来的时候，总是需要有时冒下险的。
When we choose to use our weekends to serve God.
不如我选择用我周末来服侍主。
There's a little bit of risk there.
咁都系有少少冒险噶。
When we choose our vacation time to actually go on a mission trip.
不如将我放假嘅时间拎咗嚟去做差传去嘅旅程。
There's a little bit of risk there.
咁都系有冒险噶。
When we choose to give our finances, 1/10 or if not even more, giving it to the church.
咁如果就算将我哋嘅十一奉献，唔好话讲多啦，都系有少少冒少少险噶。
There's risk there.
总系会有啲险要冒嘅。
And unfortunately, sometimes when we're called to be participators in faith, sometimes we're afraid.
好多时当我哋要踏上信心嘅行动嘅时候咧，我哋都会有啲怯啊。
We're afraid to fail.
我哋担心我哋会失败啦。
We're afraid to be wrong.
怕我哋会错咗啦。
We're afraid to make a mistake.
怕自己做错事。
Now again, I'm not saying that choosing Matthias was definitely a mistake. I'm not saying that.
我再重申，我唔系话选咗马提亚系一个错误。
But if it was a mistake, why would the writer put it in the book?
但系如果系，咁点解又要将佢摆落去本圣经里边呢？
I think the writer wrote it there and put it there because he wanted to show that the people tried.
我谂当佢摆得喺度，我觉得作者系想话俾我哋知道，当时啲人系努力过。
That they were willing to take risks.
佢哋愿意去冒呢个险。
That they were willing to take a chance.
愿意去试下。
That they were willing to be participators and not just spectators watching God.
佢哋唔系想就咁喺度观看下，做经观众睇下神做啲咩嘢。佢想真系参与其中。
That they were called by God to actually take action with their lives.
佢想用佢哋嘅生命系有行动嘅活出嚟。
That they weren't afraid to make a mistake.
佢哋唔怕去做错事。
And I wonder how many of us are afraid, just afraid to make mistakes.
我唔知你当中有冇试过，因为你怕做错事，你去唔去做咧？
And in the end, it actually handcuffs us and prevents us from moving forward.
如果我们怕错，结果就好像个手镣锁住我们的手，变成我们什么都没做过。
It prevents us from taking risks for God.
是防止了我们不敢为神去冒一些险。
It prevents us from making decisions.
阻止了我们为主好地去做一些决定。
Sometimes it prevents us from making what we believe God's really called us to do.
很多时阻止了我们，其实心里面都觉得是神呼召我这么做，但是终于我没有做到。
Maybe in our relationships.
或者我们与人与人之间的关系。
Maybe in our church communities.
可能在教会里的群体的生活。
Maybe with our finances.
或者从我们经济方面的安排。
Are you afraid to make risks?
你会不会怕去冒这个险呢？
Are you afraid to take a chance on what you, maybe God's calling you to do?
怕唔怕去试下？哇！如果真系主呼召我去做，我去做。
I want to play a video.
我想俾你睇一個短片。
Which I think illustrates this point very well.
就會講出呢點出嚟噶啦。
I apologize that it's not in Chinese.
咁啊，可惜咧就冇中文嘅。
Some of it's actually not even in English.
有啲根本都英文唔係噶嚇。
And I pray that it works. We didn't test the entire video.
希望可以放到。
Oh, sorry, that's my son.
That's
Mathis.
That's Mathis.
That's very cool.
Where's the money?
Okay, sorry.
One day, me and Daka, my soup chef, are serving the last two lemon tart. Taka, suddenly he dropped one of the two tart and we were ready to serve.
Volevo spaccare. Già, volevo scappare dalla cucina.
And that tart was on the counter, in the middle between the plate and the counter. Half of there in the counter, half of there in the plate. Taka was just like that. He was white as the most, is the most, he wants to kill himself.
Però volevo fare arachidi, fare.
I said, Taka, stop, stop. Look through my fingers. That is beautiful. Let's rebuild as it's a broken stuff. Immediately didn't understand, but he trusts me so much. And he said, okay, let's try. So we get the lemon zabaione and we spread it on the plate. We just like this, you know, like. And then we rebuild on the other plate with all the single precision to make them feel we did that for purpose. That was the moment in which we create, oops, I dropped the lemon tart.
Per me è che quel giorno che ho imparato una cosa che comunque nella vita che va ad andare avanti, vabbè, impara da errore. Cioè, quella che io ho sbagliato qualcosa, però tipo da errore che impari qualcosa.
When I was in Monte Carlo,
now hopefully I'm not giving permission for everyone to make mistakes tonight for dinner. I'm not saying that when you go home tonight and you burn the chicken, you say to your family, oops, I burned the chicken. Or you burn the rice and you say, oops, we're having, oops, I burnt the rice tonight. Or maybe you burn the fish and you say, oops, I burnt the fish, that's what we're serving tonight. But I think the point is pretty clear. That even though we might have laughed at the chef named Taka who dropped the lemon tart, it's kind of funny that he would think about killing himself because he dropped a tart. But at really expensive restaurants, if he did that, he would probably be fired. And I think for all of us, if we look back on some of the mistakes we've made,
所以对我们来说，很多时我们回头望下，我们人生当中做了这个错误的决定。
I think at times we wished that our life would have ended.
但我哋都话，哎呀，真系死火啦今次咁。
Maybe we look back at a relationship that was just a total disaster.
即系谂翻同某人嘅关系，真系完全失败。
And we were sick to our stomachs.
有时谂起都实反胃。
Wishing that everything could just go away.
真系希望自己从来冇咁做过。
Maybe in a career or a job you made a mistake that was catastrophic. And you wished that your life could be over.
你真係希望，哎呀，咁啊算，真係好希望自殺咁滯咁樣。
I wonder if oftentimes we feel the same way Taka did.
我唔知你有冇曾經經歷過啲咁嘅感受咧。
And because of it, we're so afraid to make decisions to move forward.
由於係咁，我哋真係好怕做啲決定咧，去有任何冒險啊，咁以致我哋可以向前走嘅。
We're so afraid to risk for God.
我哋好怕去為神去冒任何嘅險。
We're so afraid to take a chance for God.
唔想去試一試搏一搏。
We're so afraid to take initiatives that we know God's calling us to do.
所以就算明明知道神係呼召我哋，我哋都唔敢踏上，唔敢去回應。
And maybe for some of us, when we look back on our lives, we see all the problems in our life.
有陣時當我哋回望我哋一生都係好多問題出現。
We think about our parents who were not perfect.
睇下我哋嘅父母都冇一個係完美嘅。
We think about our schooling that was not perfect.
諗翻喺學校裏邊都唔係完美嘅。
We think about the career choices that were presented to us when we had to make a decision and they weren't perfect.
當有人要請我去工作嗰陣時候，其實都唔係一份完美嘅工嚟嘅。
And maybe for some of us, we think to ourselves that we were a mistake.
甚至有時覺得我出生都好似一個錯誤嚟嘅喎。
If you're in that position today,
如果今日你有咁嘅心情，
my hope is that you realize that this isn't actually about you.
我希望你能夠明白你嘅存在唔係淨係環繞你自己。
That it's not really about your story.
唔係淨係你係先係咁。
It's about God's story.
而係神喺你生命嘅故事。
And when God sees every single one of us,
当神望住我哋每一个人嘅时候，
when He looks into your lives and all the mistakes you've ever experienced or done yourself,
当佢睇过你人生嘅每一页，
if you were able to look through God's eyes, looking at your life,
你试下用神嘅眼光去睇翻你自己过去一生嘅每一个片段，
I hope that you realize He looks at you and says, "You're beautiful."
希望你能够睇到从神嘅眼中，佢会话啊，你真系好靓啊咁。
That you are beautiful.
神在神的眼里面，你在他眼中仍然都是美丽的。
And that I love you, God says.
然后神说我是爱你的。
I love everything you've ever done.
你所做的每一样东西，我都是仍然都是爱你的。
And I want more for you.
而我希望你得着更好的。
I want you to have eternal life.
我希望你得着永生。
And the fullness of life here today.
在地上你能够得着丰盛的生命。
And to experience the kingdom of God that I have prepared, God says.
希望你能够经历到我为你预备嘅一个咁丰盛嘅国度。
Are you afraid to take risks?
你会唔会惊去为神去冒一啲险咧
？Are you afraid to make mistakes?
你会唔会怕自己会错咧
？Don't be afraid.
其实试下唔好惊。
Trust that God is with you.
深信神与你同在。
Trust that God can even use your mistakes for His glory.
神嘅大能系用得着你嘅错误去荣耀佢自己。
Because when He sees you and I and all of us,
因为当祂望你和我的时候，
He says to you and us, "You're beautiful."
祂和我们说话，你真的在我眼中是美丽的。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we thank you so much for today and the opportunity to come back to your scripture and to see your church and your people journey in ways that they don't understand or know. But we thank you for their example of following you, of taking risks, to take initiatives of faith that you find beautiful in your eyes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
天父上帝，我们多谢你，多谢你给我们看到这个经文，多谢你给我们看到早期教会的使徒，他们不怕冒险的去为你去服侍你，你都在他们当中使用他们，都将我哋每一个交上，我哋嘅祷告交托都系奉耶稣名祈求。俾大家静一静哦，主有冇咩鼓励你啊、感动你啊咁？